Job 36. We're going to read verse 22 together. We're going to read this verse all together, and then we'll turn yet to two other verses. Job 36, verse 22. Job 36, verse 22. All right, you ready? Let's read it all together. Ready? Here we go. Behold, God exalteth by his power, who teacheth like him. Now turn to Psalm 94. Psalm 94. We're going to read verse 10, and then we're going to read verse 12, and we're going to read both of these verses in unison. Verse 10, then we'll break for just a moment, and then we'll read verse 12. Psalm 94, verse 10. Ready? Here we go. He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? Now skip down to verse 12. Ready? Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your presence here. Lord, this morning the altars were full and we were busy. This place is a beehive of activity, and yet the activity was all for you. It wasn't for us. Seeing people's lives changed, eternities changed, and yet still we stand here before you, Lord, sinners, unworthy. Father, please fill our preacher with your power tonight. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change us so that we could go out and do more for you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Oh, I hope you are grateful for the music that we have around here. Thank you so much. That was fantastic. This evening, I'm going to share something with you. I was studying my Bible one day, and I found a verse, and that verse led me to yet another and yet another, all connected to the same topic. I was so excited when I got finished. I scribbled the verses down and said, someday I'd like to share that with someone, and this evening I'll share it with you. Really, it's a bit of a time of personal meditation. I enjoy teaching, but there's one thing that I enjoy more than teaching. I enjoy learning. Oh, I just love to learn. Let me show you something in the Bible. I call the message this evening, God, our personal teacher. God, our personal teacher. In Job 36:22, it says, behold, God exalteth by his power, who teacheth like him. The day I found that verse, I thought, my, what a question. Who teacheth like him? You know, we so often think of God being this great, big, powerful God, the creator of the universe, the one that holds everything together. But you know, here the Bible says, who teacheth like him. In Psalm 94, verse number 10, the Bible says, he chastiseth the heathen. Shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? Here the Bible says, God teaches man knowledge. And who can teach like him? In Psalm 94, verse number 12, the Bible says, blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law. Again, the Bible specifically zooms in on one of God's abilities, one of God's attributes, and that is teaching. And it says here, who teaches like God? Oh, I love that. I love that very much. I've sat at the feet of some wonderful teachers. I have sat at the feet of a doe watching out for her fawn. It's an amazing thing. Those of you that hunt, you can watch that mama taking care of that fawn. That mama, they communicate. And mom teaching that fawn about safety and when it's time to skedaddle and get out of danger. Oh, what a wonderful teacher. I've watched the ant No, watch the ant. You can learn an awful lot from an ant. You watch an ant. The Bible talks about the ant and the ant's wisdom of preparing in the summertime for the difficult weather. There's a lot to be learned from an ant. You look at the bees. There's so much that we can learn from the bee as the bee harvests the honey and as they work as a team. There are a lot of teachers. I had for kindergarten a teacher by the name of Mrs. Meeks. She was my kindergarten teacher. Now, I remember Mrs. Meeks quite well. I'm not really sure if I remember Mrs. Meeks because of her teaching ability or because in kindergarten at my elementary school, we had a playhouse, and it was indoors, and it had a telephone. And you could get in the playhouse, and some of you won't recognize this term, you would dial the phone. Dial it. And I am telling you, I thought that was the best thing anywhere on the face of the earth to get in the playhouse and dial the phone without my mother saying, Jim, put that down. I thought, oh, boy. I used to play with the phone at home all the time. If you ever got a prank call about, you know, 45 years ago, it was me. I'd play and my mom would get on me, but I could go to school and I went to Mrs. Meeks' kindergarten class and I could play with that telephone. But I remember Mrs. Meeks and what a wonderful teacher she was. You say, Brother Owens, did you fall in love with your kindergarten teacher? No, her skin was too wrinkly. I remember looking at her skin and I thought there was a little bit too much of it there for what was left of her. And so, no, I didn't have a crush on my kindergarten teacher. You know, you'd look at her ankles and think her hose had fallen, but then you'd realize she didn't have any hose on. You just knew. I got into high school, and there was a teacher, and I mean a teacher that I looked forward to being taught by. His name was Mr. Jones, and Mr. Jones was our band and orchestra teacher. And boy, I could not wait to set under his leadership. My wife would tell you she felt the very same way. This man, he was number one, he was an excellent musician, but he was also a man. We marched in a marching band. He was a man of precision, just an incredible man. He led our band to becoming one of the top marching bands in our entire state and then in the United States of America as far as public school is concerned. We marched in Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We marched in the down at the Kentucky Derby. Went to Germany. Went to the Orange Bowl and marched. And this was a man of precision. And I just enjoyed learning from the man. He was a man that knew what he wanted to teach, and he taught it. And he taught it well. And you remembered it. I got to college, and there was a lady there that taught. Her name was Mrs. Marlene Evans, and what an incredible teacher. She was a teacher's teacher. I remember sitting in class, and though you might think, well, what profound things did she teach? I don't remember her teaching anything profound. I remember her making it simple so a dumb country boy could learn it. I remember her as she was teaching speech, her emphasizing the importance of touching all the senses as you speak and as you teach and as you preach, and the sense of touch and the sense of hear and the sense of see and smell and taste. She said all those things help to brand truth and brand knowledge into the mind and the conscience of people. And I love being taught by her. I had a teacher that when I was in Bible college that, boy, you talk about a man. He was a fireball. He taught a class that was called Concentrated Evangelism. His name was Dr. Johnny Pope. Johnny Pope had way too much gasoline in his engine. I mean, this old boy, he would come into class, and I never remember him teaching. He preached class every day. And I'm talking about a fella that you think I get wound up when I'm on caffeine. Johnny Pope invented caffeine. I mean, this guy, he was something. When he would teach, when he would preach, boy, he'd throw his leg up about that high and swing all over the platform all the time. And I had a class with him, and I'm telling you, he made an impact on me. Mrs. Meeks made an impact on me, and Mr. Jones, my band teacher, made an impact on me. Marlene Evans did. Johnny Pope did. Let me tell you someone that I enjoy learning from more than all of those, and that is from God himself. You see, all of those were wonderful teachers, but the greatest teacher, the teacher of all teachers, the teacher of the greatest ability is God himself. He wants you to be his student. Could you picture it? Could you picture a classroom? Could you picture you sitting at a desk? Could you picture God himself standing at the chalkboard? Can you picture God being the one to address you and to teach you? Let me show you something. God personally taught people. He personally taught someone in the book of Jeremiah. Listen to this. Jeremiah 32:33 it says, "And they have turned unto me the back and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction." Now, I want you to understand something. The Bible often talks about someone teaching us, a mom teaching us, a dad teaching us, a teacher teaching us, a preacher teaching us, a missionary, an evangelist teaching us, one of our bosses teaching us. But let me tell you, there are a few times in the Bible where God specifically says, "I want to teach you." And here the Bible says, God said, "I taught them." God was trying to teach someone, the children of Israel. He was trying to teach them here in Jeremiah 32. But you know what the Bible says? God said, listen to this. It says, "And they have turned unto me the back and not the face." Here, God said, "I was trying to teach this group of people, and they turned their back to me. They wouldn't look at me while I was teaching." Look, someone that wouldn't look at you while you're teaching, there's some disrespect there. But God was saying, you won't look at me while I teach. And God said they turned their back to me. He said, "I got up and I tried to personally teach them, but they wouldn't listen." Listen, folks, whatever you do, don't turn your back to God when he personally tries to teach you. God personally taught the people of Ephraim and in Ephraim's day. Listen to this. Hosea chapter 11, verse number 3, it says, "I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them." Here God said, "I personally took these people by the arm. I led them into a situation where I wanted to teach them." Now you say, when God teaches, what does he teach us? Well, you need to know right away that truth is his textbook. The Word of God is his textbook. Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 5 says this, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." And we could go over and over and over again repeating scripture about what God teaches. But let me emphasize to you today, God wants to teach you personally. There are some things that God personally wants to be your teacher in regard to. And don't turn your back to him. When God's trying to teach, you humble yourself and say, "God, I'm going to look right at you while you teach me." God, you know, there's some people, and I'll tell you, I couldn't tell you how distracting it is as one human being trying to teach other human beings. You just wouldn't believe what goes on. I mean, there are people that will not look at you while you teach. There are people that will talk while you teach. There are people that will play while you teach. There are people that get up and walk out of the service, I mean, like clockwork, every time. There are people that you just wouldn't believe how frustrating it is. Now, let me tell you, that's disrespectful to any preacher or any teacher, but really, let me ask you to do this. Don't be disrespectful to God when he's trying to teach you. The ultimate teacher desires our attention, and he deserves our attention. And so, let's be careful. You say, "Well, Brother Owens, how do I get God to teach me personally?" Ask him. Ask him. Do you know that we ask God for all sorts of things, but it's pretty rare that we ever ask God to teach us? I want to recommend to you that some of the things that you need to learn about your Christianity, that in your prayer life, you go to God and say, "God, please teach me. Teach me, God." Let me ask you a question. When was the last time that you asked God to teach you something? When I stumbled on to this Bible study, I got excited. Boy, I got excited. And I thought, you know, I've had some great human teachers. I've had some great people that have instructed me and trained me. But I thought, I never really thought about asking God himself to teach me. I'm 47 years old. I want God, I'm just hoping God will give me another good 30 years in the ministry and to pastor this church. I've learned a lot through the years. I've learned a lot from some great teachers. I mean, some powerful teachers. But I want to tell you something that I'm excited about, Brother Steve. for the next 30, I plan to go to God on a regular basis and say, God, from here on out, I want you to teach me. Now, I still want to learn from people. I'm still going to learn from older men and wiser people. They don't have to be older to be wiser, but I want to learn. I want to keep on learning. But there's something that I plan to do for the rest of my ministry. I plan to get to God on a regular basis, and I have to admit, and maybe everybody else in this whole room, maybe you all knew that you ought to be asking God to be your personal teacher. I'm 47 years of age, and it never occurred to me to say to God, you teach me. You teach me. I want to learn from you. I had been taught to let my dad teach me. I had been taught to let my mom teach me. I had been taught to listen to my teachers and my instructors. I had been taught to let my boss teach me. I had been taught to let my wife teach me, which is same as boss. But I had been taught those things. But when I seen this truth, that God himself can step in and be a specific teacher, I thought, that's what I want. That's what I want. I'm not going to shut out the teaching that I can get from books written by good men. I'm not going to shut out the instruction that I could get from people that are older and wiser or younger and wiser. But there's one thing that I want to add to all the other teaching that I have taken in. I want to add some special courses where God himself steps in, steps up to the chalkboard of life, and says, Jeff Owens, watch this. Let me show you a formula on the chalkboard that you've never seen before. It excites me to know that I have decided to submit my mind and my heart to the ultimate teacher. Let me show you some things. I kept studying this. I found some other scripture that helped me. For instance, if we will properly fear God, he will personally become our teacher. Listen to this verse, Psalm 25:12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Here the Bible says, if you will fear him, then he will teach you. Talking about personal teaching, personal tutoring, if you will. You see, you don't learn well from someone you don't respect. And when we talk about fear here, we're not talking about you climbing in your closet and you're biting your fingernails and your teeth chattering because you're just paranoid and freaked out in fear. Now, I think God could be feared like that. He's powerful enough that there may be a time when we need to climb in our closet in fear. Our God is a powerful God. But this word fear here is more so the word respect. You learn well from teachers that you respect. Now, if I want God to teach me personally, God needs to know that I respect him. God needs to know that I have a reverence and a fear of him. Now, here's something I learned a long time ago. If you're expressing reverence to someone, then you will obey them. If you will obey God, he is more apt to step in and be your personal teacher. If you want to respect is shown by attention. I really believe that. I believe that the ones that don't give their attention have a lack of respect for the truth or the teacher, and they're ones that are least most apt to learn it. I want God to have my attention. If God wants to teach, I'm going to glue my eyes on him. I'm not going to let the other misbehaving students get my mind off of what God wants to teach me. I don't want my mind to wander. Boy, I want to lock in on God. I want to absorb everything I want him to see. I respect him. Because the Bible says, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach. God said, if you'll fear me, if you'll respect me, I will step up and I will personally teach you some things. I'll tell you, as a human being passing truth and knowledge back and forth, we do the best we can. But I've got good news for you. We can get some teaching directly from God. But you need to fear him. You need to respect him. You need to obey him. You need to give him your undivided attention if you expect him to become your personal teacher. Secondly, God can personally teach us more than creation can teach us. Let me show you. Job chapter 35, verse number 11, the Bible says this. This is in reference to God, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven. You know, you can learn an awful lot from nature. Oh, can you learn from nature? Earlier, I talked about how you can learn from the ant. I talked about how you can learn from a deer. I talked about how you can learn from the bee. There's so much. The Bible talks about the pig, and the Bible talks about the donkey, and the Bible talks about a chicken, and the Bible talks about all sorts of different animals, the whale that swallowed Jonah, and the dove. Oh, you can learn from nature. Did you know, you take for instance, did you know that the penguins are monogamous animals? You know what it means is, once two penguins come together and mate, they stay together for the rest of their lives. What a lesson to be learned in America. Boy, is there a lot that you can learn from creation. Boy, is there a lot that we can learn from the animals and the fish and the birds. There's a lot we can learn, but wait a minute. The Bible says, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven. Oh my. There's so much that we learn from nature. There's so much that you and I have learned from nature, but God said, there's somebody that can teach you far more than nature. You say, who? The one who created all that. You see, we learn from the created. But guess what? We can learn from the Creator. In America today, there are those that they want to worship the created more than the Creator. They're missing the whole idea. They're missing the whole idea. God said, I can become your personal teacher. I can teach you more than you can learn from that which I created. What a teacher. What an opportunity. Let me say this, number three. God wants to personally teach you the right path for your life. He wants to personally teach you the right path for your life. Psalm 25:4 says this, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. When we take a trip in our car, I drive and Mrs. Owens reads the map. She reads the atlas. You know, probably that's not the best way to do it. Because when we get lost, it's always her fault. How many men does your wife read the map for you when you're driving like that? You all know what I mean. It's all the bald people. They pull their hair out here. Then we got this thing. Some of you, there's this computer program, I think that's what you'd call it, called MapQuest. That's where you can type in your starting point and your ending point, and then the computer just kicks out this little map for you. Now, here's the only thing about MapQuest. You might be driving through somebody's backyard. I mean, you know, and then whatever you do, never get a hold of an atlas that's outdated. You say, look at this cheap atlas. It's only $1. There's a reason, bud. You know, there's a reason. God says this. God said, I want to teach you the right path. I'll tell you something. You talk about something that could be reassuring. Wouldn't it be reassuring if you would go to God and you would pray and say, Lord, I want to make sure I'm on the right path in my life. Teach me the right path. We need to allow God to teach us. If we'll step up and ask Him to teach us, there are times when God is going to move into our lives and God is virtually going to become our teacher. If we will reverence Him and obey Him and show respect to Him, He'll teach us. He can teach us more than that which He created can teach us. He wants to teach us the right path in life. God, number four, wants to personally teach you to number your days. Psalm 90, verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now, folks, I don't know, but you're going to have to learn something. All of us do. We all need to learn the value of our life. We all need to learn. We're going to die someday.
Right.
You know, we better have given our best today. We may not be here tomorrow. And I don't know. Maybe, it's got to be God that wakes us up to this. I'll mention this tonight, and as I try to teach you, be careful with your life. So soon, it'll be past. It won't take long, young people. You'll be old. It won't be long. You're going to be looking back over your life, saying, I wish I would have, or thank God that I did. Somehow, folks, we need to learn to stop procrastinating until tomorrow what we should have done today. We got to stop putting it off. I don't know, maybe it takes God to teach us that. But can I tell you, if you can learn to number your days, if you can learn the value of your life, if you can learn the value of today, if you can learn that, you get far more out of your life. Far more out of your life. I would like to stand in this pulpit and every time I preach as if it's my last shot at it. I want to make sure that I give my best and put my best into what I'm doing. I don't know when I'll preach my last sermon. And it ought to be that all of us feel that way. But here, the psalmist said, so teach us to number our days. You know something? Some of you need to pray and say, God, I need you to teach me to be aware of the shortness of my life. Teach me to give my best every day of my life. You need the ultimate teacher to get that across to you. You'll get more out of your life that way. God wants to teach you the value of your life, the value of every day of your life. Don't waste your days. Don't waste your hours. Don't waste your minutes. They're very important. You see, God is the ultimate teacher. He'll teach us if we will fear Him and reverence Him. He can teach us more than His creation can teach us. He can teach us personally how to get on the right path for our life. He can teach us to number our days. Listen to this. Number five, God wants to personally teach you to see the things of your life clearly. Job 34:32 says this, that which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Here, Job said, I want to see things the right way. Oh, do we need proper perception? We need to go to God and say, God, I need you to teach me how to see things, how to perceive things. This is virtually the wisdom of God. We need to see things the way God sees things. Seeing life through God's eyes. Look, folks, if we could see it the way God sees it, that would bring great peace to our lives. It would bring great peace to our lives. Did you know that His ways are not our ways? Did you know that sometimes what you thought was going to destroy you, God allowed it to make you? Did you know that there are times when God has something going on and you're looking at it and you're seeing it totally wrong? Totally wrong. And if we could get to God and say, God, I'm asking you, teach me to see life the way you see life. Teachers ought to try to teach from, well, look, every teacher, when a teacher teaches in a classroom setting, they teach many things from their perspective. But God can teach us from His perspective, which is the best perspective. If this old world would let God teach them what God sees, we'd turn the whole world around. We'd turn the whole world around. What are we talking about? In the Bible, there are times when there is a conversation between a man and God, and in the Scripture, it is specific that God is personally stepping up and doing some teaching. What are those times? He said, I'm going to do it if you fear me. He said, I can teach you more than creation can teach you. He said, I can teach you to get on the right path. He said, I can teach you to use your days and your life properly. He said, I can help you to see life right. So ask Him to teach you. Listen to this, number six. God wants to personally teach us about who we should associate with.
Right.
He wants to teach us that. I think God is so concerned about who you spend your time with, God's willing to step up and say, hey, let me get involved here. Hey, let me tell you about this. Listen to this. Isaiah 8:11, it says, for the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. Wow. Isaiah said, God personally taught me to get away from you. That's what it says. Isaiah said, God stepped up in my life and made it so clear that I should separate from you. You know, there are more people destroyed in Christianity because of bad associations than any other thing. Any other thing. You say, somebody fell out of our church because of booze, or somebody fell out of our church because of drugs, or somebody fell out of our church because of adultery. You know what? Those things are pretty minimal around here. Oh, they may happen, but most of them were not the booze, it was not the drugs, it was not the adultery, it was association. And I think God says this is such a big issue. If you really want to get some teaching from the ultimate authority, come to me, ask me to teach you who you ought to be close to and who you ought to separate from. And God said, I'll do it. I'll do it. Hey, and don't turn your back on him when he goes to tell you. There are people in here, God has specifically instructed you to separate from somebody. I didn't have to do it. Your mom didn't have to do it. Your dad didn't have to do it. Your husband didn't have to do it. Your wife didn't have to do it. God's made it clear to you they're not good for you, but you're still running with them. You may get a grade card of an F from the teacher, but God wants to personally teach us the right kind of people and with who should we should associate. Let me go on. Number 7, God wants to personally teach us how to love people. 1 Thessalonians 4:9, it says this, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. I'll tell you something. Here's something God's really good at. Loving. You know what some of you need to do? You need to go to God, and you need to say, God, I want you to personally teach me how to love. We could fix a marriage tonight. You give me a husband, you give me a wife, and in your prayer life you put this, dear God, teach me how to love my husband. Teach me how to love my wife. Teach me how to love my enemy. Teach me. Teach me how to love my children. Teach me how to love my mom. Teach me how to love my dad. Now listen, you can learn a little about love from me. You can learn a little bit about love from Brother Bush and Brother Renison and Brother Nash. You can learn some love about from Brother Bajan or from Brother Cowan. You can learn that. You can learn it from Mrs. Owens or Mrs. Doss. You can learn it. You can learn it from other people. But let me tell you something, folks. The great lover of the universe said, I'm willing to teach you how to love. When was the last time you said to God, teach me to love. Teach me to love. Teach me to love. Let the great instructor teach you. Remember the verse that I gave you earlier, Job 36:22. It says, behold, God exalteth by his power. Who teacheth like him? Boy, if we would really like to cut out the middleman and learn to teach from, learn to love from the master, we could learn to love from God. Let me give you one more and we'll be done. God wants to personally teach us how to be successful, how to profit. Listen to this. Isaiah 48:17, it says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way. He said, I want to prosper. I want to succeed. I want victory in my life. Go to God and say, God, teach me to be prosperous in the Christian life. Why wouldn't he teach you that? Why wouldn't he want you to learn that? Here, the Bible says that God will teach us to profit. We're not just talking about money. I do believe this. I believe God could teach a businessman how to prosper in his business. Go to God and say, God, how do I do it? How do I profit in business? You know what we'll do? We'll go to some college and we'll get us a degree, and everybody said, boy, you got to go to that college, or you got to go to this college, and that'll teach you success in business. Hey, and I'm for getting an education like that. You need that. But can I tell you something? There is one that knows everything about profit. There is one that knows everything about victory. There is one that knows everything about success. And me and you, we pass our ideas about success back and forth, and we do the best that we can to pass it on. We can cut out the middleman and say, dear God, I'm coming to the ultimate teacher. Teach me to be victorious. Teach me to succeed. Teach me how to profit. Teach me how to build my Christian life. You see, I think that sometimes we forget that God is not only this great big God that runs the universe. God is a teacher. We almost get so caught up in all the other teaching tools that he uses that we forget. He wants to be our teacher. He wants to be our teacher. And he said, if you will respect me, If you will give me your undivided attention, look at me while I teach. Don't turn your back on me. Listen to what I say. He said, I'll be your teacher. Any teacher would tell you, there's nothing like a disrespectful student that just doesn't want to listen. But God said, show me the respect. I'll personally teach you. I can teach you more than my creation can teach you. I can teach you the right path for your life. I can teach you how to get the most out of your life and to number your days. I can teach you to see things clearly. He said, I can teach you to see things the way I see things. He said, I can teach you who to spend time with and who you should not be with. He said, I can teach you how to love one another. I can teach you how to succeed in a Christian life. I'm sure there are other scriptures. I'm sure they're in there. But one day, I found this verse, Job 36:22. Behold, God exalteth by his power, who teacheth like him. And I decided I was going to get the ultimate teacher involved in my spiritual education. I want God to teach Jeff Owens. I want to learn what I can from you. I do. I want to learn what I can from others. I'm going to keep on learning that way. I'm going to learn from the preachers. I want to learn. But I'd just like to think that God would step up and say, Jeff, come here. Let me teach you something that you're going to need to know. And I hope, like a little bird waiting for mama to bring the worm to the nest, I'll open my mouth wide and let him fill it. Because he is the ultimate teacher. Who teacheth